Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos. All thanks to Kia and also Toolmart, the complete tool centre. Well, this gentleman was born in Mount Barker in South Australia, and I gather when his AFL career was cut short by the Fremantle Football Club at the end of last season, we thought he may return back to his home state. But he's decided to stay here in Perth, and he's decided to, what I feel, enhance the standard and the calibre of the WAFL, because Mitch Croden has decided to play football here in Perth in the WAFL with East Perth this season. And he joins us on the program now. Mitch, thanks for your time.
No worries, Peter. It's good to be here.
After you were given, unfortunately, the word that you weren't in the plans for Fremantle going forward, what tempted you to stay here in Perth rather than go back home?
First of all, like, my 5 years over in WA have been really good 5 years, and I've enjoyed living here. I've enjoyed playing for the Frere Dockers, but my partner also, who is also from South Australia, built a bit of a life over here. She studied at Notre Dame in Frio for the past 3 years to become a nurse, and yeah, she got a job as a nurse over here, and so that weighed quite heavily on my decision, because it's more of a partner decision, not just myself. And yeah, I've made a few good mates here, like people like Scott Jones, who I met from Frio, and the connections outside of the game. And yeah, I felt it would be a good fit for us.
What was it like when you got the word at the end of last year that unfortunately your services weren't required anymore by Fremantle? It must have been a body blow to you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm quite a realistic person, and when you get to that age of that 22, 23, 24, and you're a midfielder, yeah, you sort of got to be playing most weeks at the AFL level. So I knew there was always a potential of not getting another contract. So I sort of set myself for both ways. At the end, I truly believe it was a pretty touch-and-go decision. But, yeah, when I did get the decision, I sort of, I was with my partner, and we're sad about it, but also we're excited for the next chapter of our lives. There's a lot of stuff you can't do when you're on an AFL list that we were really excited to explore.
And no doubt you've still got some pretty strong bonds with a few of the personnel still at Fremantle.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I was super close with Michael Frederick. He lived with me for a few months when he first came over, and our friendship's still very strong. We were messaging the other day about their loss, and still some really good bonds and guys that will stay lifelong friends.
Saying that, did you catch any of the game the other day?
Well, I did watch them play. I had to go pick up my partner from the airport in that third quarter, but other than that, I watched most of it.
And you would have been involved with many a game against Fremantle where you're expected to win or perform better and things don't go your way, as was the case last weekend.
Yeah, for sure. When you've been with that system for so long and then you're watching from the outset, you almost can picture and imagine what each player and the coach is thinking at every given moment. And yeah, and I'm sure they would have went over there confident they can get the victory. And yeah, unfortunately, they weren't able to do it.
Mm. Tell us about East Perth and how you decided to play with the Royals. You mentioned Scott Jones. Was he one of the reasons?
Yeah, he was a huge contributing factor. Like, probably the guys that I was close with that were playing at waffle level were all sort of big pulls for why I chose to speak to those clubs and was interested. Someone like Toby Watson, who plays at Swans, I've been close with him. Steph Duro from South Australia, early days, and Scotty Jones is another one. And I just felt like after meeting with them that that would be a really good fit. It's a little bit strange heading north the river after heading to Coburn each day, but it's been a good experience, and I'm super glad I made the decision with the Royals.
So are you enjoying it? I know Hamish Brayshaw, who does a bit here at SEN and was involved with the West Coast Eagles, like yourself, his tenure wasn't that long. He's now very much front and centre when it comes to East Perth in a leadership capacity. Do you see yourself as being part of what could be a very good midfield this season?
Yeah, for sure. I'm super bullish on what we can do this season. Not only we got Hammer and Schumacher in the middle, but the inclusions of Tom North coming over from the Carlton VFL team, who also played at Freo with me. He'll be a huge inclusion. And someone like Harrison McCready, who was also on Carlton's list for a few years, they're huge recruits, and they're going to pay us massive dividends going forward throughout the season.
Tell us about your early days. Mount Barker in South Australia. We've got a Mount Barker here in Western Australia. Tell us about your early days and how you actually got to Sturt.
So I was born in Mount Barker and lived in a little town called Meadows, which is only about 15 minutes. Grew up as a bit of a farm kid. Went to school up in the hills. Finished my schooling down in the city at one of the big colleges, at Prince Alfred College. And yeah, I guess Sturt was in my zone, but also my dad's been coaching at Sturt junior level for the past, well, it would be close to 20 years now, so I was always destined to go there. And the pull to Sturt was as pull as the biggest pull of any team, even my club footy and local country footy. But yeah, Sturt's a huge part of my life, so there was no... There was no other choice to go there, I don't think.
Tell us about when you were picked up with Fremantle's fourth selection in the 2017 AFL National Draft. Firstly, did you know where Fremantle was, and how much did you know about Perth, Western Australia?
The only time I came over to WA is like the previous year, I think, in the national, or the same year, the national championships, and I didn't know too much about Perth. I was pretty shocked to come to Frew, to be honest. They didn't give much away, and they really didn't seem that too interested. I thought I was going to be going to Melbourne or one of the Melbourne teams. But, yeah, Frew came up, and first point of call was, man, that's a long way away. But as soon as I got here, and, I fitted in really nice. And the city, I think, suited me to a T. I think Melbourne would have been pretty busy with the traffic, and Perth was pretty similar to Adelaide in a lot of ways, and I think I fitted in quite quickly.
When you look at the WAFL compared to South Australian National Football League, you played a few games with Peel, and you sort of understand the standard that's required. What are your thoughts on the WAFL?
I think it's in a pretty good place at the moment, to be honest. I played league level at Sandful early days, and I think this Sandful and the Waffle hold up pretty good against each other. I know they normally have a pretty good state league match in that time of year, and yeah, I think it's a really good competition. This year there's a number of recruits coming over from Melbourne playing, like Tom and Harrison and other teams, so I think our ability to recruit from other states is really strong, and yeah, the competition in itself is one of the strongest in Australia.
And what about the coach, Ross? How do you see him, Ross McQueen?
Yeah, Ross is like moving into the role quite nicely. I think it's one of his first times being one of those head coaches, mm-hmm. but his ability with communication and relationships in the group has already paid big dividends. I know all players respect him immensely, and everyone listens, and I feel like the culture that he's built with his assistant coaches has been quite a strong one early on, and I think it's going to hold us in good stead going throughout the season.
Good on you, mate. Lovely to talk to you. Good luck in the WAFL, and good luck with the Mighty Royals as well. We've been out of the finals a bit too long. Let's hope you can help East Perth achieve that aim during 2023.
Yeah, sweet. No, awesome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mitch Croden there, the big recruit for the East Perth Footy Club in this season of the WAFL, and just reflecting on his time at the Fremantle Football Club, played the 40 games there. He got picked up in 2018, and as he mentioned, unfortunately was told his services were no longer required at the end of last season. We wish him all the best in the black and blue. We'll take a break. This is Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos on this Tuesday.